stories all recall the magic and the mystery, even the miracles of Christmas past. And when it comes to stories of Father Christmas, there are always young disbelievers as they play their part in our holiday traditions. This famous letter from one young lady first appeared in the New York Sun, September 21st, 1897. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Signed, Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street, New York City. Her letter received this reply in the editorial.
Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would life be if there were no Santa Claus? It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus. You might as well not believe in fairies. Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor adults can see. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia. Nay, 10 times 10,000 years, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
Perhaps after sharing some of these favorite stories in our Christmas parlor, some of the younger members of the social assembly might be getting restless and now ready to undertake some livelier diversion, such as doing some of the more fashionable dances of the day, perhaps an energetic polka or a graceful waltz.